Matt Loeb's joined with Brockton Rocks infielder Nick Colucci as the team gets ready to take on the Wachusett Dirt Dogs tonight. First pitch at 7:05. Nick, thanks for joining us here. Talk a little bit about your thoughts so far in the season, but good over a quarter of the way into the season. What's your impression here playing for the Rocks?
So far, it's been great. It's a good group of guys. Love the coaches. Great atmosphere. Playing in Brockton's been awesome so far.
Now, for you, kind of play all across the diamond, a little bit of second base, first base, some outfield action too, and actually one of the top hitters on the team right now hitting plus 300. Really, what's been your mindset every time you step to the plate, and also maybe some things you're trying to improve on going forward?
Well, just coming off surgery, it's just been, like, my mindset's been just trying to hit the ball hard, trying to get back in the swing of things. It's kind of difficult, but so far it's been going so well.
You mentioned surgery. I know you had Tommy John surgery. Was that heading into your freshman season at Boston College? Because I know you redshirted with the Eagles.
Yes. Going into my freshman year, August, I had Tommy John surgery. Previous to that, like 2 weeks before, I had a arthroscopic surgery to clean it up. And then just went into that and kind of sucked. But
talk a little bit about the recovery process there and what it takes to kind of rebound from a surgery like that.
It's just a ton of rehab. I was like going six days a week of rehab. During practices all fall, I'd be in the training room doing my rehab while the team was out there practicing. So it was difficult, but it's all worth it in the end.
Now, you redshirted at Boston College partly because of the surgery, the issue with the Tommy John. But talk a little bit maybe about your experience at Boston College playing for the Division I Eagles. Obviously, a very prestigious program.
It's been a blast so far. I mean, I didn't get to travel, but whenever the team was home, I was with them constantly. Going through the fall, I was with them every day, winter every day, and then in the spring, it was just kind of, it was a good time to just focus more on school than anything else, and obviously Boston College is a pretty challenging school, so it was a good chance for me to focus up, but also still be involved in the program.
What has been your impression on the league so far, the Futures Collegiate Baseball League? You guys have seen pretty much all the parks across the league, across New England, and maybe what's your impression on the talent level as well in this league?
So far, I think it's been great. This is like really my first taste of college level baseball anyway. So what I've seen has been great. A lot of good pitching, a lot of good positional players, and everybody's just doing real well so far.
What has the coaching staff done? Judd Thigpen, Ted Curley, Brad Hertzler, great group of guys. What have they done for you personally, kind of help you go through the season here and develop?
They've all been great, especially with my surgery and just watching out for my arm, my personal health. They all have great baseball IQ, so I think all of us on the team have a great opportunity to learn from all those guys.
Now, the Brockton Rocks, as of recent, have been really swinging the bat very well. There was a stretch where you guys combined for 33 runs in two games, 43 hits in those two games as well. What do you think has been the biggest reasoning for that?
I think it's just a matter of all the guys from all over the country, basically, just coming together as a team and just figuring out how well we play together. And definitely lately the bats have come alive, and defense and pitching as well.
What's it like for you guys playing with guys from across the country? You got the Southern influence in the locker room, South Carolina, Mississippi, the West Coast. Of course, a bunch of New Englanders, some New York City guys. It's obviously a big mix of personalities.
It definitely is. They all have some different things going on, but it's been fun so far, especially with the Southern guys. I don't get a big taste of that at Boston College. It's mostly just New England guys, but it's been fun.
And final question for you, what do the boys need to do tonight to get a win over Wachusett?
Just keep swinging the bats like we've been swinging it, and Rosenberger's pitching tonight, and he's been throwing the ball really well, so if he just continues to do what he's been doing, I think we're going to do really well.
All right, Nick, appreciate your time. Thank you.